Thankful to God for allowing us to be in this house. I've been doing all that talking to Minister Davis, and I ain't had to do all of that. The devil is a liar this morning.
Yes, he is.
Tell your Bibles, we'd like to share with you from the 22nd chapter of Luke. Now read verses 31 and 32 for your consideration. The Bible reads, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. St. John, the 8th chapter, the 44th and the 51st verses that you've already heard in your hearing, reads as thus, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye would do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Verse 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Mm-hmm. Also supporting scripture from the 105th division of Psalms, beginning at the 18th verse, the Bible reads, whose feet they hurt with feathers, he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. If we were to use a thought or a subject this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought, turn me loose and let me go. Turn me loose and let me go. We have to be mindful and always in touch with who God is this morning. We are thankful that it's by that loving grace of God that he has blessed us even to be in here this morning. Bless you, Reverend Brown. The Lord is worthy this morning to be praised. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. As God has blessed us, we're here once again for worship. Bless your mother. Something about that spirit that moves from breast to breast and touches our hearts and makes us feel good about the fact that we belong to a higher being. We are so thankful that he is a mighty God. He's the mighty king that sits high and he looks down low. And God is able and God always blesses us in the midst of all that we are going through. And don't nobody know like you know. But you owe God some praise for this morning. So many times we look all right on the outside, but we got some things going on the inside, and we just don't want to share with nobody. You don't want to bring nobody else down. But we thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. And I hope that we know and appreciate the blessings that it is just to be able to say that I'm yet still alive. Have a mind to come to the house of God. And my prayer is that I come and not be in vain. We are here commanded and mission and on a mission of God that knows that we need one another. Whether we will admit it or not, remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. We got to understand this morning that there comes a time that we just got to let God be God. God is such an awesome being, and he interacts with each and every one of us in our own very special way. And sometimes we tend to look at his relationship with others and we question, do I know God that well, or am I as close to God as I need to be? But if you are a believer that he is your God, then when you talk to him, when you asked him for this, that, or the other, you got to truly believe without wavering that God will do, can do, have done, and will continue to do the things that you need him to do in your life. When we look here, the Bible declares in Hebrews 10, 23 through 25, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto one another love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as we see the day a-coming. We talk about time is getting short. We talk about the fact that we are living in the last days. But I wonder, does that move us to try to get closer to the Lord? Does that get us a mindset that I'm not where I need to be? So, Lord, I need your help to help me along the way. I got some things that I need to sort of touch up just a little bit. Anybody need just a little rub down? You got your mind made up and you're going in the right direction. But every now and again, the enemy seems to put you on a balance and you sort of weigh heavy on the heavy burden side. But I'm here to tell somebody that you got to let your burdens go. Stop allowing every and anything to hinder you and to get between you and the joy that you have of the Lord. I'm reminded where Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. I love a true God this morning. I'm so glad to be in the number one more time. I'm so glad to be able to offer praises unto his holy name. All we have to do is just think about or reflect on just how good God has been to us. You don't have to look very far. You don't have to look at your neighbor. You can look at yourself. And there ought to be something that done happened or transpired between you and your God that you are not too ashamed to make it personal and tell your God thank you. You see, one thing you got to know is that God did it just for you. And as the choir sang a few moments ago, there's a blessing with your name on it. Don't you know you already got that blessing? You're wearing that blessing right now. Because somebody wanted to get up this morning and wasn't able to get up. Somebody want to have or be clothed in their right mind, but their mind is jumping from one place to another. Somebody need an appetite this morning, but they just don't have a taste for anything. So if you got any and all of those things, you owe God some praise. Anybody glad that God woke you up this morning? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. All I have to do is just think about it. When I think back, and I would like to be somewhere when I think about how good the Lord God has been. I feel almost like shouting, John, now I need to tell Minister David, hold my mood. Because if you don't have anything to praise him about, truly I do. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? We don't understand sometimes just how good God really is. And how in the midst of it all, God can hold you and keep you. And God can make things happen and right before your eyes. And you don't even know that it's going on until after the fact. We come to a place where you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Because sometimes you can bring some things on you that you might not have to endure. But I praise the God this morning. And I come to give that God thanks. I come to warn you this morning that the enemy is here. He has been kicked out of heaven. Now he's seeking anybody that will listen and anybody that is willing to do what he wants you to do. Don't you know that it's not hard for the enemy to mess up your mind? You can come into the house of God and got the right intent, and all of a sudden you look at the wrong somebody. If that somebody looking like what you expect them to look like, if they're not a smile on their face or it look like they thinking something about you, all of a sudden your whole character just changed. We got to stop coming into God's house and allowing somebody else to take our blessing away, because you didn't come to look at her. You didn't come to look at me. You come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. You got to learn how to get folk out your way. The enemy said, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whomsoever he may devour. He's on the prowl right now. The devil is looking for somebody to destroy. And I want to let you know that he is a dirty fighter. He wants to mess up your day. He wants to dampen your good spirit. He want to block your blessing this morning. But I don't know about you, but what God has for me, I'm at the point where I got to have it. I got to have a little more faith. I got to have the assurance of knowing that I'm walking with God day by night, and he's walking with me. Anybody connected up with God, realize that there's some folk don't like it because you're blessed like that. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We got to understand that he is that underhanded fighter. He's the one that will hit you below the belt. And he's underhanded. He's just a mess. He keeps things going on all the time. That's why you got to keep your guards up. That's why you got to watch as well as pray. You better be careful sometimes with your eyes closed around the wrong kind of folk. There's some folk don't care if you're praying or not. They'll take you out no matter where you are. You know any folk like that this morning? Don't care if you got any joy or not. The devil does not have respect of persons. No way for him whatsoever. We got to hold on and be bold enough to tell Satan to get behind me. We got to plead the blood of Jesus. We got to learn how to stand our ground. We got to know when things come up, we got to begin to call on the name of the Lord immediately. Then we can't get all full of ourselves. Know how some of us, we are too thin, we are too sensitive, we are too soft-skinned. Any and everything somebody say bothers us. But I learned how to just take it in stride. I learned how to trust the power of a loving God. So sometimes when you say you don't like me, that make me dress up a little bit better. When you say I ain't got nothing, I show you what I got by what God has blessed me on the inside, and I'm going to have joy anyhow. We got any hallelujah, any high folk in here? Bible declares, and it's a known fact, that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. The Bible teaches us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Whole lot of us like for folks to think that we've been saved always. And I'm here to let you know that after you got saved, you still made some mistakes along the way. After you got saved, some of you still telling lies. After you got saved, you still looking out your window trying to find out what everybody else is doing. Don't you know you got to learn how to trust the power of a loving God? Some of you, the devil got a hold of you, you just don't know it. Lying to yourself. Bible says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So Jesus let the people know that God is the one that sent me down here. And why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father, the devil. When you don't want to hear God, who you listening to? The Bible said, lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. See, the enemy likes to deal in lies because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, He speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, I know most of us that can talk done told a lie before in our life. I don't care whether you're holy with a robe on, whether you got a halo riding around your head right now, whether you're sitting over there in the deacon corner, over in the deaconess corner. I don't care who you are in here this morning. Sometime or another in your life, you have told a lie. And the thing about a lie is you got to be a good when you tell a lie, because if you tell more than one lie, you got to keep up with your lies. We got any folk that know how to keep up with your lies? You got to be careful who you lie to. The Bible declares, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So now, if you're saying that you have never lied, then you're calling me a liar. And I don't like to be called a liar. But I've lied in my life. That sound like any of us? It's all right as long as it's them. But soon as that lie come around the corner and catch up with you, which of you convinceth me of sin? And I say the truth, why ye do not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Even though all of us may have answered and attested to the fact that we have told a lie. Anybody glad they know the forgiver of lies? All you got to do is turn that thing around and talk to the Lord our God and ask the Lord for his forgiveness. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. When the Lord God is trying to tell you something, when the Lord is trying to lead and direct in your path, and you begin to come up with all of these excuses, I come to let you know that you got to be careful when you tell a lie. The Bible declares, I seek mine own and the glory, and there's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. See, I realized that I'm not going to be here always. And I realized that the devil was a liar from the beginning. If you go back to the very beginning when sin came into the world, did not the devil just tell a bold-faced lie? He told Eve, he didn't say that you will surely die. But you got to understand that the devil know how to twist up some words. The devil know how to get you and push you in a position where you don't know whether you're going or whether you're coming. That's why I come to let you know that when the devil get upon you, you got to learn how to fight the devil off. David said on one occasion, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He had laid an iron on me. So in other words, I got shackles all on my feet. There's some folk in here shackled down this morning, but you don't realize that the shackles are there. You got to trust the power of a loving God. The Bible said, until the time his word came, and the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. See, in the midst of all of your trouble, in the midst of all of your heartache, all you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. I stopped by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And the Lord God knows exactly what you got to go through. For the Bible declared that the old devil, he said down here in his word, Simon, Simon, behold, I come that I might sift you as wheat. In other words, I want to get my hands on you. Had the devil got his hands on anybody? Is he using anybody for his good? If you're not doing the right thing about your neighbor,
if you're not treating your brothers and your sisters right, then the devil might have a hold on you. But I just stopped by to let somebody know that you got to trust the power of a loving God. For he said, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee. But you better be careful when you open up your mouth. God knows not only what comes out your mouth, but God knows what down in the depths of your heart. And I'm so glad to tell somebody this morning that I serve a mighty God. And even though the devil tried to get a hold of you, I stopped by to tell somebody, tell that devil to turn me loose and let me go. I got a job to do for the master, and I can't get my job done with all of this heavy weight. So I'm going to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset me. I'm going to tell the haters, hate me if you want to, because I got a God down on the inside. I'm going to tell the doctor, I'm going to be all right, because I serve a mighty God. I look up to the hills, and I know that that's where my help comes from. But sometimes the devil tell me that I'm not going to make it. If the devil tell you that you're not going to make it, you better get up on your feet. Tell that devil, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not going to listen to what the devil got to say. Because I got a guard down on the inside. Even though the devil is going to and fro, trying to destroy somebody, I'm so glad that God got his hands on me. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will pick you up out of the dirt. The Lord will let you take wings and fly as the wings of a dove. I'm so glad that when I get down and out, I can call on my God. Am I talking to anybody in here? Had the devil ever got on your nerves? It's not one thing, it's always something else. As soon as I get one thing off of my plate, the old devil will throw something else on my plate. But I come to tell somebody this morning, I'm going to tell the devil, turn me loose, turn me loose, turn me loose. And let me go, because I got a job to do. I got somewhere that I got to go. And when I get there at the crossroads of life, and I'm looking, I'm trying to wonder which way to go. Lord, I don't want to lean to my own understanding, but I want to hear what thus said the Lord. Lead and direct my path, that I might walk by faith. I might trust God with all of my life. I may know that the Lord God is right there by my side. And I'm going to give God some praise. Because I told the enemy, get off of me, turn me loose, get off my back, get off my back, and let me run and see what the end gonna be. Turn me loose, turn me loose, turn me loose, turn me loose, get off me, enemy. Tell the devil to get off you. Anybody got the devil on you? You ought to praise him off. But when the praises go up, oh, come on and help me, somebody. Anybody come to praise him? When the praises go up, if you want your help, praise him. If you want deliverance, praise him. If you want healing, praise him. If you want your joy back, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Turn me loose and let me go. Turn me loose. 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 Turn me loose and let me go. Yes. Yeah. 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 Woo! That enemy, just like he called on Simon,
He's calling some of your names. I want to have you that I may sift you as wheat. He want to tear you up. He want to take all your hope away. But when it seemed like you're not going to make it, you just dig a little bit deeper and hold on to God's unchanging hands. Hallelujah. The enemy is a mighty dirty fighter. It's amazing. We go through things in these old bodies and then we become our own doctor. I am not a doctor, but I'm inclined to believe that the stuttering that you hear with my speech this morning, Friday night, family was over and was having a dinner, and my fingers kept cramping to the point where they was trying to cramp into a shape. You know, the aftermath of all of that, I kept trying to do whatever. You know, them old folks say that stuff. Took a swig of vinegar. Still kept cramping. Took me another big tablespoon of vinegar. Still kept cramping. Took a tablespoon of mustard. Love mustard, but not like that. But I took it. That didn't do it. Took another one. Got a cousin. She prays hard. She come up with some stuff. She had some pain in her ankles and she said, "Well, you know, I rubbed some vodka on them pains, and they went away." I said, "What?" She said, "I'm gonna bring it over there." I got desperate. I said, "Where's the vodka? Rub my fingers." Lo and behold, between the vinegar, the mustard, the vodka, and a blessing from God, it stopped. But my diagnosis is right there before my family. I had a light stroke. But God delivered me in the midst of it all. Lucy! Lucy! And let me go. God is good. Trina kept saying, "I'd be worried if it was the other side. Both sides was acting up. You don't know how good God is till you try. When the enemy try you, tell him to turn you loose and let you go." The doors of the church are open at this time. God is able, and all we got to do is trust in him. We don't know what our future holds, but it's good to know him that holds the future. Will there be one this morning, whether it's by letter, candidate of baptism, under your Christian experience? We invite you to become part of the body of Christ. God may be speaking to your heart even now. If you need help to make the enemy get on the run, he'll give you the strength, the boldness to tell the enemy to turn you loose and let you go. Is there one this morning? God is able. Maybe there are those that our prayer this morning. We want to remember the York and Smith family and their bereavement. Sister Patricia Davis, Mother Christine Frazier, Brother Elmo David, Sister Ida Harrison, Sister Treva Hargrave, Brother Joe and John Hurst, Sister Bernice Jackson, Brother Kenny McSpatton, the Ty Singer family, Sister Nancy Burns, Bruce and Larry Davis, Robert Curley, Sally Perkins, Lisa Fuller, Mary Lou, Kathy Burns, Paula McSpatton, Dorothy Fuller, Kathy Carter, Deacon Major and Vinnie Davis, Brother Nathan Cade, Sister Deborah Cade, Sister Margaret Buds, Sister Corey Buds, Brother Charlie Wright this morning. God is able. God is able. There is nothing that God cannot do. He hears your concerns. He knows where you need strength. If there ever was a time for us as family members, as the body of Christ, to unite our forces together, it's right now. The devil is a liar. God is yet still in control. He came, he died, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. To God be the glory. Minister Johnson shall lead us to the throne of grace, as every heart shall pray.